This is the men's room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hang on there. Coming up with Drake and tell us where the shot of the day. No S. Sherlock is coming up as well. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, are you back to the posters again?
Yeah. Look, man, Marilyn Monroe showed up. Barbie Benton. You know, I can't believe we forgot this particular person, Pamela Anderson.
That is a
Pamela Anderson.
That is a huge
and,
one.
And this one is also huge. I believe Stephanie Seymour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had her day.
Did we say Cindy Crawford?
Had her day. Have you seen her lately?
No.
She's still gorgeous. And we did bring up Cindy Crawford earlier.
All right.
Yeah. So, and trust me, she is well represented here in the comments. Very, very, very well represented. Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, hola.
Hola.
Who's the girl who looks like Caitlyn Jenner?
Caitlyn Jenner. What, our generation, later, earlier?
Yeah, our generation.
Brooke Shields. Brooke Shields. No, she came up. Man, okay.
Yeah,
she
talked about her eyebrows.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you had to look past her eyebrows. And you did, and it was easy. Well, welcome to the show there, Scott.
Scott, are you sober or not sober?
I cracked my first beer of the day, so not there yet.
All right, we'll say you're sober, Scott. Men's room poll. Pick one to accidentally send a nude photo to. It'll be your boss, your best friend, significant other, mom or parents, or neighbor.
Well, the mom would be the easy answer.
It would be.
That's because because she's dead, so it wouldn't go anywhere.
All right.
Oh. I'll go my boss, just to tark him off. He'd think it's really weird.
Show him what you got.
I think anybody, boss would. You know, we were talking about this earlier in the office, and Ted brought up a good point. So that your mother might be best because she's already seen you naked. She does not want to see you naked.
She'll delete it right away.
Right, just say cut it out. But Ted pointed out our boss would be the worst person to send it to, not because he would freak out and call HR, but because he would repost it.
Mm-hmm. He'd send it. Like, he would go, look at this. Look what he sent me.
Everyone here would see what you look like naked if you send it to our boss.
Oh, yeah, mine definitely would. That's what makes it so much fun. Like, yeah, he would do that.
I kind of admire that. I would do the same. All right, here's your question. Which brand of potato chip slogan is Betcha Can't Just Eat One? Sorry, Betcha Lays? Can't Eat Just One. What'd you say, Lay's?
Lay's.
Okay. Great talking to you, Scott.
I don't know. I thought it was Pringles at first.
Enjoy your beers.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
Right.
That was Pringles.
Lay's had like a whole campaign of just like, try to eat just one. You can't.
You can on the lightly salted.
Yeah, because they're not
like
as
blue
good.
Bag. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, it's like a Diet Coke.
But
like,
whatever size chips you buy, like it just who eats a potato chip
and then rolls the bag back up and puts it away.
Yeah.
By the way, Jessica Alba,
ooh,
Cindy Margolis, Heather Locklear, right? Covered her. Kathy, people love Kathy Ireland. Elizabeth Hurley.
Mm. Kathy Ireland in a great movie, Necessary Roughness.
Is that the one where she's the field goal kicker?
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Game is Big Dummy.
Dude, Sinbad's in it.
Oh, say no more.
844-999-OLA, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game.
Nothing says cinematic masterpiece quite like my man Sinbad. Hello, Harry. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hello.
Hola. Harry, are you playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
I am sober.
All right, Harry, welcome to the show.
Well, all right.
Harry, men's room poll. Pick one to accidentally send a nude photo to. Will it be your boss, your best friend, significant other, your mom, parent, or your neighbor?
Probably my neighbor. It's a gay couple, so it'd be kind of funny.
All right. Go on, Nate.
I'm with him. That was kind of my joke, too. Like, oh, maybe they'll appreciate it.
Yeah, but then again, they might not.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. It depends on what you're packing there, Harry.
It just won't be as strange. Like, if my buddy's wife sees it, it's going to be like, why? Like, I feel like those guys are like, did you mean this? Like,
right.
Hey, it's Saturday. Let's party.
I'll be over in a minute.
You pee something something.
Oh, and Scott Bakula was in Necessary Roughness.
Oh, again, Scott Bakula, Sinbad, Kathy Ireland. Pow.
I think they'd have won an award that year for it.
Oh, it definitely won like 5 Oscars.
Ooh, somebody brought up a strong one. I believe this woman is just one of the most gorgeous women ever. Mila Kunis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now she just wants you to drink at Jim Beam.
I would drink anything she offers me. This is goat's blood. Pour me a glass.
I never thought she was never like the one for me.
Yeah.
But when she does those Jim Beam commercials, I'm like, I want to drink whiskey with her.
You have a gorgeous woman in whiskey. I mean, like, just as a guy, I'm like, well, say no more. Just take my money. All right, here is your question. We're all familiar that El Chapo right now is dealing with all the drug charges, et cetera, et cetera. What does El Chapo translate to in Spanish?
The chop? I have no idea.
To the chopper!
Is he just chubby?
The shorty.
The shorty. Oh, my bad. I knew it was. I knew it's a nickname he doesn't like.
Well, I was going to say, whoever gave him the nickname is probably no longer on this earth. You think about, yeah, I'm going to call you the shorty. Like, that's, and those are the last words he said. All right, Ted, I feel like you will get this one because we theorize that this is true. We now have scientific evidence to back up a claim that you and I make. All and right. People think we're being a-holes and we're not. A man from what U.S. territory is 56 times more likely to play in the NFL than the average American man?
Like from the Northeast? Is that what it...
Give me this again. A man from what U.S. territory is 56 times more like 56 times more like
Samoa.
Samoa. Yeah. That's it, man. We say it all the time. Like, look at the offensive and defensive line and tell me we're wrong. All right.
And by the way, his mom could still kick his ass.
Man, oh, man. I went to a game. Lodi Nada was playing, all right? And he got tickets for his family. And
I think they're from Oregon, so it might have been a natural...
Man, he played at Oregon.
He played.
Oh, but his family doesn't live there? Okay, all right.
They were walking up the stairs to grab their seats, man. And there were two guys in front of me, not quite heckling Nada itself, but right, going on the team. And I tapped the one guy and said, hey, man, just so you know... That's his mom sitting there. This guy looked at his mother and was like, good looking out, bro. I said, just, like, make fun of any player you want, but if you drop this guy's name, mama could come over here and whip everyone's ass in the session. Big, big one. All right. Singer Robert Plant very recently hinted that he might reunite with what band?
Oh, Led Zeppelin.
See, that would be the news we want to hear. But no, he
did an interview
with the Honey, like, 2 days ago. So here's Robert Plant, like, hey, man, I'm thinking about getting the band back together. Everyone got excited. And he's like, oh, no, I mean the Honey Drippers.
Yeah, but the thing about Plant is, he's also the guy who goes up there, like, what's done is done. I don't want to go back in time. I don't want to do that stuff anymore. I want to move forward.
So I'm going to get together with the Honey Drippers. The band that we were all
going to get back
for.
With my friends at Coverdale Page. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
All right, your question. What state was almost a Canadian province called New Ireland? The British, believe it or not, they managed to secure it for Canada during the War of 1812. But in the end, they just didn't.
Maine?
Damn. Okay, all right. Very good. Never would have got that. All right, the game is Big Dummy. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Andy. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Andy.
Get there. Get there.
Andy.
You can do it, buddy.
Come on. Oh.
Is he knows how to dial the phone.
Andy, take it off speaker. Pick it up.
There you go, Andy.
Come on.
Come on, you can do it, Andy.
Hello?
Hey!
Oh, my God, Andy.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
We got him.
Yeah, we're wondering if you knew how to use that thing. Andy, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Andy, welcome to the show. Andy, men's room poll. You got to pick one to accidentally send a new photo to. Will it be your boss, your best friend, significant other, your mom, parents, or neighbor?
Best friend, significant other.
Okay.
I did not expect that to do so well today. But
It is in the lead as far as the contestants on Big Dummy. By the way, though, if you would like to vote on our poll, just follow the Men's Room there on Twitter, at Men's Room Live.
I mean, the best friend's significant other seems all right. None of my friends would honestly think I was trying to hit on them.
Does your friend have a pretty attractive girlfriend?
His wife, but yeah, she's good looking.
Okay.
She's decent.
It's not. Yeah. Not for me. I mean, I'll send her a picture of my D, but you know.
I mean, she's nice. Makes him happy. Yeah.
By the way, new posters popped up. Olivia Newton-John. That's right. The Wayback Machine.
Getting physical.
Janice Dickinson. And someone says, you don't remember Samantha Fox Thrale? She had huge boobs. I do remember her. I remember her boobs. I do remember Samantha Fox. All right. Here is your first question, Andy. What subatomic particle has no charge?
Neutron?
Oh, for neutral. All right, very good.
You're just piecing that together now.
I'm just getting that.
They're clever with those names.
They're unbelievable.
Trish Stratus.
Oh, wrestler?
Wrestler, yeah. A lot of people said Trish Stratus, and a few people have suggested Lonnie Anderson.
Damn, that's way back.
The way. I just never found her that hot.
Really? She's a blonde with big boobs.
Nah, right. That's your thing.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999 Ola.
Hello, Sven. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Sven, sober, not sober.
In the process of being not sober.
All right, Sven. Men's room poll. Pick one to accidentally send a nude photo to. Will it be your boss, your best friend, significant other, your mom or parent, or your neighbor?
Probably pick my neighbor.
Your neighbor. What's his name?
Andrew.
Edgar? All right, cool.
Andrew.
Oh, Andrew.
Not as good. All right, here's a question. What European country was the first to use the metric system?
What European was first to use it?
What European country was the first to use the metric system?
Still Germany.
That's not a bad guess scientifically. I'll say France just because.
France.
No.
Just because.
We will not use this. If everyone else uses standard, we will use metric.
All right, a woman by the name of Eileen Collins. She was the first female commander of what ship?
I do not know that question.
Midway?
Space shuttle.
Oh. Oh, that makes sense.
I almost wrote astronaut Eileen Collins. I'm like, that might be a giveaway.
Yeah, I was just thinking about boats, too. And hose.
Boats and hose, huh? Oh, God, I hate that I even have to ask this question, but, Kim Kardashian and her husband, Kanye West, they announced that their surrogate is pregnant with their baby boy. When this kid is born, how many kids will Kim and Kanye have together?
Three.
Four.
This will make four.
They're just getting ready for another television show.
I don't know why that bothers me. Actually, I know why it bothers me.
So do I.
You think Kanye demands that he gets to impregnate all the surrogate moms?
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
But yeah. All right, I'll do one more question for you before we got to let you go. What actor performs music under the nickname Childish Gambino?
Childish Gambino.
Come on. This is Ted's boy.
I'm sorry.
No worries.
Donald Glover.
Donald Glover. Donald Glover.
Okay. He made Atlanta.
There you go on the game known as Big Dummy. Still to come, the head chef in the house, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, has foods that are killing your New Year's diet, and your emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef coming up, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, has foods that are killing your New Year's diet. That's coming up right after these emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Just jump right into the birthdays, guys, and the lovely lady. The time of year has come around, and it is Willow Rose Gilbert's second birthday.
Oh, we knew that.
She's been a constant source of love, laughter, and fun for Papa and Gigi. Please give her a little kid face sandwich shout-out. Thanks, guys. That from Ben.
Fish sandwich!
Olvacholas, today is my son, Big Time Junior, a.k.a. Bradley's 15th trip around the sun. Could you please give him a suck-it-up cupcake, followed by everyone talking all over each other about the joys of driving. Keep up the hard work, bud. Stay beautiful. That from Big Time.
So, suck-it-up cupcake!
I enjoy driving late night.
I hate to refer to
people
out
there like an idiot.
One thing I will say, if you're in the Pacific Northwest and you should drive, the fast lane is in fact the right lane.
Goddamn blink.
Never be in the left.
Just do it.
Just go fast in the right. Olvacholas and Wobbin, first I want to say love the show. I'm over a month behind on the podcast, but I can't bring myself to delete any episodes just so I can catch up. That would be dropping a full men's room beer.
Well, wait a minute. That means by the time they hear this, won't their birthday have passed?
Oh, way past that, yeah. It's my birthday today, and I'm sending in a shout-out to rub it into my brother, whose birthday this year falls on a Saturday. So can I get phone dong and thrill yelling gets? Thanks for all the laughs, guys. Have a great day. That from Ashley.
What do you want? Gets?
Gets.
Oh, you got it. I'm feeling it today.
Get!
Get! I'm channeling a listener from earlier. Get!
And here we go. Today's my sister Ashley's birthday. Can she get the Dirty Germans and maybe Baltimore Miles? Love you, sister. Enjoy the armpit they call Reno. That from Anthony.
Yeah, Ashley. I'd like to see your Ash.
Yeah, says you're living in Reno, so I will come down there and play with your eye patch and your other patch.
Yeah, I give you the Reno Pino.
Mm-hmm.
Ash, go to a casino if you're in Reno and meet up with Gino and get some blow. I would love to give a birthday shout-out to my hard-working wife. Happy birthday, MJ, from You Name It Services. Can I get a suck-it-up cupcake? That's awful nice.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Best friend Jared's 30th. He is streaming the show online in lovely Phoenix, Arizona. Could you please give him the musical fart noise? Followed by a what the F is that, bro, and a Leroy Jenkins. That from Elliot.
What do we think the musical fart noise is?
The musical fart noise? The
musical fart noise.
I have no idea. We do have a what the F is that, bro, and a Leroy Jenkins. So far.
Oh, my God! What the f*** is that, bro?
Let's do this. Leroy!
I really just think you're hearing Steve fart.
That might be it, man.
Hola, amigos. My sister-in-law, Ruby, is celebrating her dirty 30. I can't tell her much, but maybe the dirty Germans can give her a word of advice on how to bring the fun with Jesus tonight, as she is very religious. That from Chris in St. George, Utah.
Yeah, you will be screaming his name tonight. It says, I like to polish rubies.
Yeah, if you come by my house, you can bring your... you know, it's the end of the day. The spirit will be in you.
Yeah, I'm going to keep my feet warm in your ruby slippers.
Because you're speaking in, as they say, tongues. Puts us right here.
Yeah, cunning linguist.
The spirit will be in you.
Yeah, right.
He named his penis Spirit.
Said it costs more than the airline tickets.
Pacholas, today is Noah's birthday. He is 1 year short of starting puberty and would appreciate maybe the Disney characters giving him some advice on the year to come. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Well, gosh, puberty right around the corner. There's all kinds of things to look forward to. You're going to smell real weird for no reason. Your voice is going to crack when you talk to girls. You're going to have an erection every day for the rest of your life.
My biggest advice would just be careful. You take a 10-minute, 20-minute shower, and everybody knows you hate shower, and they're going to know. Also, use tissues.
And in a pinch, use your socks.
Don't listen to him. They're going to find out.
Because they don't do the laundry at that age.
You know,
that's why I know that you crap your pants half the time.
Start doing your own laundry.
Just when you hide your underwear in the corner of the hamper doesn't mean no one's going to find it. Tell my friend Adam,
dude,
happy 40th.
Sorry.
Give me your penises too small and some turtle sex, please. I just want to say happy birthday to my buddy James. If you can get it, your penis is too small. And you guys talking all over each other about working in the kitchen in Applebee's. That'd be great. Thanks, guys. That from Travis. Having never worked in the kitchen in Applebee's. One thing I definitely would be is putting some ribbons down there.
The whole good guy.
Yeah, a lot of people would
cover it.
It's all the
kitchen.
Applebee's.
Okay.
Applebee's. Hello, Michelle's longtime listener and texter. Since I know that none of my friends will remember, here you go. It's my 46th birthday. I'd like all of you talking all over each other about the last good movie you saw. Thanks, guys. That from Jeremy the Tax Guy. Last
you know,
good
man,
movie
I'm being honest with that. Hold it up on demand. And it's whatever. The Mission Impossible thing. Not as good as the other ones, but it really wasn't terrible.
It was a Netflix
good
movie
time
about
watching, but it's pretty cool.
Watch movies that often.
Can't remember.
Birthday wishes to my brother. He's 49 today. He wants a turtles having sex, and your penis is too small. That from Justin Rockstar Backle. Birthday shout out to my demonic sister Olivia. She truly is your biggest fan in Japan, but sadly a ginger and therefore evil. I couldn't ask for a better sister and friend. Please give her some dirty Germans talking about her cat hoarding. Thanks, guys. That from Niall.
Yeah, I've been known to hoard pussies as well.
Yes, you know, we love being sexy and dirty, but there's too many cats. It's freaking people out. I don't know if it's a Japanese thing, but get rid of these cats.
Yeah, too much humana humana meow meow.
Is this a real cat? As Miles says, it's went just a waving cat.
Yeah.
Hello, guys. My best husband, Steve, is celebrating his 60th trip around the sun.
Say that again?
My best husband, Steve.
Yeah, right. Jeff, that husband, he sucks.
I would greatly appreciate you playing Oh, My Sweet Jesus, Annie, Your Penis Is Too Small. Maybe some dirty Germans, too, please. Talking about hot waxing skis, because he loves to ski. From his loving redheaded wife, Barbara.
God, jeez, Louise.
Yeah, I get the feeling tonight he'll want to ski into that butt and finish it with the hot wax.
Yeah, I don't really know how you get the nickname Skis from Barbara, but she's away. Wax it.
Hola, gentlemen, a wobbin. Here's a big one. I've been with you guys since the Buzz days, and today I finished my 70th year on this rock.
Wow.
Or am I starting my 71st? Never figured that out. Please help me pass this milestone with an oh, look out, an owl hitting the window, and a suck it up cupcake. By the way, listening via the podcast here in sunny Costa Rica. That from Dick.
Uh-oh, look out.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
And one more. Says, guys, I live in Okinawa, Japan. This is actually from the
Okinawa, Japan.
Yeah. If you throw dog poop bags into any trash bins, yours or someone else's, and it's not in with your regular trash in a tied garbage bag, the garbage guys will pull it out of the bin and throw it on the sidewalk next to the bin. It's no different than throwing any other kind of trash inside without a designated garbage bag. Our neighborhood is basically littered with rejected poop bags from angry Japanese garbage men.
Huh.
How about that?
I thought she was saying like they just threw the poop in bagless, which case I'd understand.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't like that either. All right, still to come, Noah Sherlock will drink and toast with a shot of the day, but first...
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Crowd goes wild.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. It's great to see everybody out here. A lot of people, New Year's, they want to start a New Year's diet. They've got a resolution.
Mm-hmm.
But it's tough. I mean, you see all the studies. I think there's obviously some people that stick to it.
Sure.
But
there
I think
are some.
Yeah.
You can tell.
But I think it's also kind of like the amount of people that, like, I don't know, actually read Playboy for the articles.
Right. There is a percentage of people telling the truth.
You go into the year with good intention.
No, you do.
Most people. Whatever the resolution is.
But
they,
I think
they try
I,
to do something.
The best piece of advice I heard one time, and I forget where I saw it, but somebody was just like, man, make 12 resolutions a year. So if you know, January doesn't go that good, all right, well, start in February.
We're
start
back.
In March. Yeah. No problem, man. Look, at the end of every month, it's a brand new fresh one. You don't got to wait for years.
Mm-hmm. And always shoot for February. It's the shortest month.
Yeah.
Right?
I dead honest, like the first time I ever did like a sober month, it was February.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. start, and if you feel that you can do it with some relative ease, then yeah, move your
and
way
to
the
if you're smart, you'll just do like a sober week.
Right.
What's it take, 23 days to form a habit? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now granted, this survey is from, is a British survey.
All right.
Survey. So there'll probably be a few things on here that maybe we don't eat a ton of.
Like spotted dick?
No, there's just one main one
beans.
That's kind of different. But same thing in the UK as it is here. People want to lose some weight and this and that. So these are 10 foods that could kill a diet.
Wow. Do you want to have the countdown for you?
Yeah.
You want to start at number one or you want to start at number 10?
No, number 10. This segment we start regular.
All right, okay. All right.
Just TV time. We start at number one.
10, number 10.
Burgers.
Come on. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
They're delicious.
They are. I got to say, in defense of hamburgers, though, I do think sometimes, is it the fries that are getting you into trouble?
It's the bun. Ultimately, it's just
and
the
cheese and the bacon. And I mean, you rarely just get a hamburger and nothing else, right? Mm-hmm. And you're right. You're going to have fries.
But I'm just saying, like, one bun, I don't think is crushing people.
No, but it's
I mean,
good.
If you're watching
how many
cars,
alcoholics say, man, just one drink, I'll be good. If you're going to do it, you got to do it, Ted. This is the time of year.
Like, I'm not a huge, like I don't care. You're going to eat some carbs during the day.
Sure.
So I'm just like, a burger with a salad seems like a safe
pick. Oh, that's okay. I think that's all right.
Number nine.
This is very much the British one, but curry.
Yeah, Indian food is massive.
Okay,
so but what element of it?
It's curry, anything. Keep in mind, when they say
is
curry.
Is it coconut milk?
But keep in mind, when they say curry, it's not like curry itself. When you say curry, like if you say, hey, let's get curry, that you're basically saying, let's get Indian food. So I get a feeling like when we order
just
Chinese
based on
food,
rice and all
we order so much crap.
Right, like, right, exactly. Like some of the sauces and then all the rice and the naan bread.
Like, I don't think they can eat like, the idea is like, look, man, if I eat any Indian food, I'm going to eat a ton of Indian food. So just cut Indian food out of the...
And, like, maybe it's just me. I'm an American. But it seems like half of eating Indian food is just sopping up stuff and non-bread.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Right? They do put potatoes on rice, which I find to be very
strange. And you still eat it. Like, all this starch, and you're just stuffing it down your gullet.
Mm. Tandoori chicken for me every day of the week.
Potatoes on rice and spinach.
So good.
Delicious.
Number 8. Cookies. Or what they sometimes call biscuits.
Mm-hmm. Come on, it's a downfall of anyone.
Yeah, and you're not going to be shocked by anything on this list. But obviously, if you're really on a diet and you're trying to cut some weight, you can't be eating cookies.
You got to know that much, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, cake and ice cream, too? You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Away.
Number 7.
What if you just eat ice cream and cookies and cut out the other stuff?
Eh? You know what? I mean, look, at the end of the day, right? Because number 7, by the way, is cake.
Again,
there was a guy that ate just McDonald's and lost weight. I mean, right, at the end of the day, if you eat less if you eat less than you put out, right, you're in a calorie deficit, you're going to lose weight. Now, I don't know that a doctor would say, hey, get all your calories in a day from ice cream. But in theory, if you're in a calorie deficit, you could lose weight eating cake.
You could lose weight, but are you healthy? Like the guy from McDonald's, like, hey, man, he lost weight. I'm like, sure, I know people that do meth that have lost weight. I don't know that you're healthy.
Yeah, and that's like a big Weight Watchers thing, too. It's like they have the points and stuff. So it's like, if you have enough left over, get a cookie in.
Here, take 6. Number 6.
So it's going to hurt a lot of people, but cheese.
Not
cheese,
huh?
Cheese.
No. Oh, cheese has to be part of my diet.
I love cheese.
Cheese is what you eat when you're waiting to find something to eat. Right?
Yeah.
You open the fridge, kids have those, mozzarella cheese, string cheese things, whatever. I'm all down 3 of those looking to figure out what I'm actually going to eat for real.
I get fired up when I see that cheese plate out there.
I cannot have string cheese in the house.
Because you're going to eat it. You eat it all.
Yeah, I know. And it's not a terrible snack, but if
but
you eat 3 of them.
Eat them all. Right.
It's not a good snack.
I don't have it.
5. Number 5.
Breakfast sandwiches.
Oh, no, F that, man.
And I think oftentimes it's because you're grabbing breakfast sandwiches on the go.
Yeah.
So they're not going to be the healthiest thing.
No, they're not, but I think if you eat it at the right time, that would probably be the right time of the day to eat something like that.
What's the best time to eat saturated fat and cholesterol? Here's your eggs and bacon.
Right, exactly.
I'm down, man.
Your daddy's got your day, basically, you got the whole day to burn it off, so.
4.
Pizza.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, told you, this list is not going to blow your mind. Right.
3.
Fish and chips.
Yeah.
That's a British term. Chips, and remember, we're talking about French fries. So, yeah, I think that's...
battered fish, right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's...
delicious.
But
yeah, fish
mind.
And chips is great.
Oh, my God, I'm going to go get it tonight now that you mention it.
So, when you say, like, cookies and cake, and we go, who doesn't know that? Keep in mind, these are the 10 foods that take people out. It's not like the 10 that are worse for you. These are the foods that people
that
eat.
Wreck your diet.
Right.
Yeah, that'll just crush your diet.
Sure. 2.
Chips. Or crisps, as they would call them.
Okay.
Like potato chips.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, not the French fries. Like actual potato chips.
It's anything thing, that's shame, fried, man. That's potato,
I know,
or starch,
it's good.
Or any of that stuff. Pretty crazy. So these are the foods that are killing your New Year's diet. We've made it to number 1.
Number 1.
Chocolate and candy.
All right.
Well, sure.
Who did this study?
It was a new British survey.
All right.
These are people saying, look, even though I know that, look... it's not that they're stupid and they go, I don't know cake. It's that they're saying, if I see these things, I can't resist them, and I keep wrecking my diet. So they know the cake is not good for them,
the
but
head
they're going to eat it anyway.
The head chef has good news for you, though.
Okay.
If you just said the hell with it, you haven't started a diet, you don't care, and you love pizza, well, there's a new study out that says an 18-inch pizza is more than 2 12-inch pizzas.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
So basically... go get that large pizza, man.
Do it.
That's exactly right. I'm so happy to hear that, man.
Miles, you read this. You're getting a lot more crust and this and that.
Well, you're getting, if you get 2 mediums, you're getting more crust. Exactly. I like more sauce, more cheese, more toppings.
The 18-inch pizza is 254 square inches, of pizza. While the 2 12-inch pizzas add up to only 226 square inches of pizza.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
I mean, 2 feels like more than 1, but get that big dog. Get that
by the way, just one comment that came in says, I disagree about the Indian food. I was the slimmest I've ever been when I was eating only Indian food. When I stopped eating it, I started gaining weight.
Mm-hmm. I think Indian food is fine, but it's like you were saying. Like, in England, it's a giant deal. So, like, they're just saying curries in general. Because, exactly. It's the Chinese
takeout
for us.
They're eating a massive meal. Exactly.
Yeah.
Still to come on Drink and Toast with the shot of the day. Thank you, Head Chef. And Noah Sherlock is coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
All right, get ready. Come up with Trinket Toast with a shot of the day. But first, our own Steve the Thrill Hill combs the globe.
Kicks it.
Looking for stories with headlines that scream.
Well, no, Sherlock.
I believe this comes to us from the fine state of Ohio, where it says teen shot in head during game of Russian roulette.
Oh, no, Sherlock.
That's why you don't play that game. We continue. TSA agent angry for being forced to work for free after she receives her eviction notice.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. No, Sherlock.
Controlling children's behavior with screen time leads to more screen time.
Well, what do you know about that? No, Sherlock.
GOP representative says U.S. campaigns should not be cooperating with Russia.
No, Sherlock.
Robin, this one's for you. The Instant Pot will not solve all of life's problems.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. No, Sherlock.
I know you put all of your problems into the Instant Pot. Says, you know what? Doesn't matter. She can have a good day, bad day. Doesn't matter. The Instant Pot, yeah.
Miles, you use yours yet?
No.
That's why he's still so miserable. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm right there with him.
Yeah.
Have you even taken it out of the box?
It's out of the box.
It is out of the box.
It's in a cabinet.
Oh, okay. You're one step ahead of me.
Don't worry, I have a replacement blender sitting in the box on the counter next to where the blender was that broke.
I'll tell you what, by the end of this year, I'm going to use the Instant Pot and I'm going to own a microwave.
That's a hell of a resolution, Ted.
Sticking to it.
Uruguay legalized marijuana and the crime rate has plummeted.
No, Sherlock!
Prescription drug costs driven by manufacturer price hikes, not innovation.
Really? Well, no, Sherlock!
And they're pretty open about that now, right? Like, why'd you jack up the price 500%? Well, we could, and it's more money, and that's pretty much it. The United States, per capita, spends more on health care than any other developed country.
Gee willikers, are you kidding? I cannot believe it. No, Sherlock.
Juno's lack of fluoride in the water increased cavities in children.
Oh, no, Sherlock!
So they didn't put the fluoride in the water just for the taste all these years. All right, and we'll leave you with this. Man buys fish, a single fish, keep this in mind. Man buys fish for $3.1 million, expresses some regret.
Well, no, Sherlock!
Robin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an anonymous Reddit user who posted his problem to Reddit, hoping that people could maybe help him figure out how to get out of this pickle, if you will. Now, the guy in England, he posted last week about a problem that he created for himself. Now, he has a girlfriend, but he's been cheating on the girlfriend with one of his coworkers. And he was planning to dump his girlfriend and then propose to the coworker. You follow me?
Mm-hmm. All right.
But then on New Year's Eve, he was with his girlfriend at a party where other people were proposing. He was hammered. He got swept up in the moment, and he proposed to her, the girlfriend. But once he sobered up, he went on Reddit to ask how you unpropose to someone and if you can legally get the ring back. But finally, after lots of people called him an idiot, he posted an update. He decided that marrying his girlfriend is the right move, so he's not going to mention any of this to her, assuming that she's not on Reddit. And he's going to end things with the coworker. And quit his job.
Hmm.
Okay. How stupid.
Why did he have it on him?
Right. Now think about it. He says, I got drunk. I got swept up in the moment on New Year's Eve, which is fine. And that's great. And Danny, but Ted, you bring up the point. I'm trying to figure out, why did you have an engagement ring on you if the person you're going to the party with is not the person you're going to propose?
Because you don't want to lose that. That ain't cheap.
I understand.
I wouldn't carry that around normally if I wasn't going to propose with it.
You got to think, if his girlfriend ever decides to visit Reddit, she just might piece this one together. But, yeah.
She's going
to
figure it out.
She's going to figure it out.
There's no chance.
I don't know. But we pour this booze and we drink this booze because
we think it's yummy.
Yeah. So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
Going to contest it on the line for profile this. We will take caller 9 right now. 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.